This happened several years ago, in early October. I had 2 weeks off work, and had taken a trip down to a cabin in the hills outside of my city. It was an Airbnb that was far out, which was perfect because I wanted to spend a few days camping as well. I drove 2 hours to the cabin and got there in the afternoon. It was really nice and quiet. No other cabins or buildings were in sight. It was just the woods going all around. I set my things inside and looked through the rooms, but it was nothing special. It had a very cozy, old-fashioned feel to it. Not something I was a huge fan of, but it was a nice change of environment for a vacation. The rest of that night and the following few days went by with nothing of interest. I spent my time relaxing, sitting outside in the cold fall weather for most of the days, and spending the nights inside by the fireplace. It was on the fifth day, though, that I set out with my camping gear. I wasn't sure how long exactly I was going to camp for, but planned for 2 to 3 nights. There were a couple trails nearby that I was aware of from planning ahead, but only one of them actually connected to the cabin. To keep things simple, I chose to just take that one so I could leave straight from the cabin and not have to drive anywhere. I walked for at least 3 or 4 hours before I found a spot I was happy with. This was the only clearing I'd found, aside from the trail itself, but something would just feel uncomfortable about camping directly on the path. It was closing in on nighttime already, so I got my tent up and started a fire. As it got darker, I put on my heavy sweater and jacket, with the cold really starting to come in. I sat out by the fire for an hour, eating up a quick meal and waiting for myself to get more sleepy. But at some point, while I was sitting there, my eyes caught sight of something. A figure walking out in the woods. I watched as they walked through the dark, no flashlight or anything, and disappeared in the distance. The only light in the woods was my campfire, aside from the dim moonlight, so whoever was out there had to have seen me. It was so strange the way they were walking though, just being out here in the woods with no light and not even following the trail. It made me feel really unnerved, enough to think about taking the long walk back to the cabin, but I knew it wasn't safe to go out this late into the night. I stayed on watch for a half hour, checking everywhere, but not seeing any more signs of the person. After a while, I started getting tired, so I flattened the fire and let it burn out. But just as the glow faded into ashes, I heard footsteps coming from the left of the campsite. My eyes widened, looking into the woods and trying to force my eyes to adjust to the dark, but all I could see was a few feet ahead. The footsteps got louder, coming toward the campsite, getting close enough for me to think that they had to be just outside of my sight. But then they walked slightly off, staying in the dark and passing by, then continuing to walk away. They never stopped or did anything to show that they acknowledged that I was there, but the chances of them being out here at the exact place I was just impossible to be a coincidence. Once the footsteps were gone, I took out my flashlight and disassembled my tent, packing my things and going back to the trail. It wasn't ideal, but I could sense that something was off about whatever was going on. I walked quickly, keeping my flashlight on the trail and trying to keep myself calm. The woods were so quiet though, just adding to the eeriness of the situation I'd found myself in. Although I had my doubts, I made it back to the cabin. It was still well into the night, and after walking so much that day, on no sleep, I passed out on the couch just minutes after getting inside. My mind was so foggy, I wasn't even really thinking about the person in the woods anymore. Being a 4-hour walk from where I'd seen them, I didn't feel I really had reason to be scared anymore. As I was passed out though, I groggily woke up to a strange sound. Something on the other side of the cabin, like wood scraping against the walls. My eyes shot open and I whipped my head around to face the back of the room, seeing the window slowly being pushed open by a man outside. His eyes immediately shifted onto me as I stood up, Then he dropped the window and ran away. By the time I'd gotten over, he was well into the cover of the woods. I got everything together and left the cabin, driving to a hotel in a nearby town. Obviously, I don't know who that man was, or what he was doing out there. Clearly, he'd followed me, though, and tried to get inside the cabin while I was sleeping. If he had, there's no saying what would have happened. This happened last fall. It was toward the end of the season, closer to winter, and where I live it gets pretty cold, and even snows sometimes in October. I've been doing food delivery for the past 3 years and was working on this night. It was around 10 p.m. and lightly snowing outside. It was one of the first snowfalls, so people must have been skittish to go out. I was one of few cars driving around, but a lot of orders were coming in. Pretty much as soon as I'd finish one, another one would pop up. After driving around everywhere until almost 1 a.m, I took up one last order. The snow was starting to pick up, and I was just getting a little tired. I drove through the McDonald's that they'd ordered from and picked up the food, then set in the directions to the house. It was close, about 10 minutes away, but I didn't consider the direction it was in before accepting the order. It was opposite from where I lived, and I was already a good 25 minutes from home, so it was going to be a long drive home afterward. Annoyed at myself, I turned out of the parking lot and onto the road. The plow trucks still weren't out yet, probably because they weren't expecting this much downfall, but my SUV was usually good in the snow, so I wasn't that nervous. While I was driving, I noticed the road I was heading down was about to leave the main area of town. I checked the map again, and it said it was this way, but it was just a very unusual route. I didn't even know any houses were down there, because the only reason people take the road is to get to the highway that leads out of state. I went down for a few minutes, seeing only streetlights and trees, until I came up to the turn. It was a single small street leading off the road. I slowed down, being more careful since this street was smaller and had trees lined up right beside it, so sliding off would make a really terrible night. As I made my way down, I saw a few long driveways leading to faint lights in the trees far out, before I reached the driveway I was to turn down. It looked like all the others. I slowly drove through the driveway until I made it to the house. It was medium-sized and older, completely covered in snow. Nothing looked too notable about it. Really, the only interesting thing was that it was out here in the middle of some forest. I parked out front and got the bag, then started walking up to the door. The snow was thicker than I would have liked, soaking my shoes and even the lower legs of my pants. When I got up to the porch, I knocked and started to set the bag down, but almost immediately, the door swung open. I looked up, seeing a large man in a winter jacket. His face was pale, like he'd just been outside in the cold.
"Sorry, but I really have to get going,"
I said nervously, holding the bag up again. The man's face dropped into a frown. Then he suddenly slammed the door shut. Still holding the bag up, and just a bit shocked by what was happening, I set it down on the porch and quickly started walking back to my car. But just as I got past the front yard, I heard something from behind me. I turned around, realizing it was from somewhere on the other side of the house. It could have been a back door or something, but was too muffled to hear clearly. Getting creeped out, I walked quicker and got in my car. I switched it on, and right as I looked up, I saw the man coming around the side of his house and making his way quickly over to my car. He had something in his hands. It almost looked like rope, but there was something else that I wasn't able to make out. I suddenly felt my heartbeat spike and adrenaline take over my body. I started going in reverse, trying my hardest to go quick while also not getting stuck in the snow. The man got close, probably just a few feet away, before my car was able to grip the road and start picking up some speed. I backed up through the whole driveway, seeing the man eventually stop and watch, slowly fading into the dark as I backed up into the street. I don't know what he was doing. Honestly, the whole thing was just terrifying and confusing, enough to make me not even want to think about it. I still do food deliveries, but I'm far more cautious, and most of the time, I don't even knock on the doors anymore. I just drop the food on the porch and leave. Had I stayed any longer that night, or had entered the house, who knows what would have happened to me. It was a couple days before Halloween. I actually had the next few days off, so after I got off work, I was looking forward to staying up late and enjoying the night. I picked up some fast food on the way home, eating on the couch while watching some Netflix. About 30 minutes into the show, I paused it and got up to throw out the rest of the food that I hadn't finished. I walked into the kitchen and tossed it, but when I turned around, I saw someone standing in my backyard. They were just looking at my house, not really doing anything else. For context, my backyard was small, but fenced in, so there was no way he just stumbled through while taking a shortcut or something. I flipped on the back porch light and slid the door open.
"Hey, what are you doing?"
I yelled at them. With the porch light now on, I could see their face. They were young, probably in their 20s, but had really tired and, for lack of a better word, creepy eyes. They didn't respond to me, so I called out again.
"You need to leave. This is my property."
The guy looked over at me, then casually started walking toward the gate. I made sure they left, going to my front window and watched them walk down the street. Once he had left, I just took a moment to think about what was going on. It was such an odd thing. Why was he even standing in my backyard to begin with? He was just staring at my house for seemingly no reason. I even went as far as to go out into my backyard and stand in the same place he was, looking up at my house to see what he could have been looking at, but there really wasn't anything. I went back inside and tried to forget it. I didn't really know what else to do. I poured myself a drink and sat back down, playing the show. I'd finished the episode and just started the next one, so maybe 20 minutes had gone by before I heard a few subtle footsteps running in my backyard, followed by a thud against my house. I stood up and ran to the kitchen, seeing that same guy now against my back door. He was pushing his body against it and aggressively trying to pull it open. I grabbed the handle just in case he somehow got through the lock. But seeing the rage in his eyes close up was horrifying. I backed away and got my phone, calling the police as I stood in the kitchen and watched this guy continue trying to get in. But then, he just stopped. He stared at me through the glass door, breathing heavily and still having that crazed look in his eyes. Then he walked back to the gate, but this time he didn't walk away. He stayed somewhere on the side of the house, like he was hiding. I constantly went back and forth from all the windows, waiting for the police to arrive and hoping the guy didn't try anything else. 5 minutes went by with no sounds or movement before a police car showed up. Right away, I heard footsteps running from the side of the house, but not away from the house. They ran back up to the door, trying to force it open again. They chose to attempt breaking in again, rather than taking their chances running away. Obviously, police were able to get him in the act, and after a quick struggle, they got him cuffed and into the car. When questioned, it was very apparent that the guy was under the influence of something heavy, and it was later confirmed with some tests. Despite questioning him that night, and in the following days when he was sober, the man never gave actual reasons for his actions. I'm unsure how to feel about it. Part of me sees it as just some crazy guy that had no reason, so why worry about it? But then a part of me thinks of the look in his eyes, and the fact that he tried to break in over running away means he had to have had a reason. And either way, if he had gotten in, what he would have tried to do to me is likely just as horrifying, reason or not. As far as I know, he was only imprisoned for a few weeks due to not being sober during his actions. So I'm left to just worry about whether or not he intends on coming back.
I've always been good friends with one of my cousins, Cole, who was the same age as I am. The two of us were not quite inseparable, but we always did get along very well together, and we were often found together, both in school and outside of school. When we were 12 and in the 6th grade, I was hanging out with Cole on a Friday afternoon around the later part of May, and we were psyched at the start of the weekend. We wound up at his house since he didn't live too far from me, and at one point my mom called to say that our grandpa was in the hospital. While the issue with our grandpa wasn't expected to be life-threatening, he was being kept at the hospital overnight for observation, and both my parents and Cole's were planning on staying with him and my grandma at the hospital. I was told that I was given the okay to stay at Cole's house for the night, with Cole's 15-year-old brother, Hunter, being in charge while our parents were out. This was fine by us. I got along well enough with Hunter, and he was never the bossy older brother slash cousin that some of my other friends said they had to put up with. We ordered a pizza and enjoyed goofing off as boys that age tend to do. At around 9 or so, there was a knock at the front door and Cole went to answer it. I was a bit curious as to who it could be at that time of the night, and so I watched from a ways back. At the door, there were two older guys. They said that they were there with the city and that they were investigating reports about the water pressure supposedly being bad in the neighborhood. They asked Cole if his parents were home, and when Cole said they were unavailable at the moment, which is what we were told to say to strangers if our parents weren't home, the guys then started asking a bunch of questions about how the water pressure was in the house and if they could come inside to check. Hunter came over at that point and politely told the guys that the water pressure was fine and perhaps they should move on to check the other homes in the neighborhood. The guys seemed reluctant to leave, but eventually they turned and walked away after Hunter started closing the door. After the door was shut, we looked at each other and shrugged, but neither of us really thought too much after that, and we went back to doing what we were doing. Eventually, we decided to go to bed. Cole and Hunter shared a bedroom, and we all agreed that I'd sleep in there with them, rather than me hitting the sack on the couch or something like that, so that way we could all talk while we fell asleep. Hunter grabbed a sleeping bag out of their camping supplies for me, and when we got back into the bedroom, we all shipped down to our underwear slash pajamas. And then they climbed into their beds, and I quickly crawled into the sleeping bag, and after talking for a while about random stuff, we all eventually fell asleep. Early the next morning, I got up because I had to pee, and so I quietly got out of the sleeping bag and went and did my business in the bathroom. On the way back to the bedroom, I heard something in the family room, which was on the opposite end of the house from the bedroom and particular bathroom I was using. I didn't pay too much attention to it at the time, thinking it must either be Cole or Hunter, until I got back in the bedroom and realized that both of them were still in there. Trying not to panic, I woke them and I told them that I thought someone was in the house. They quietly followed me, and the moment we walked into the family room, we saw the two guys from the night before in there. And it was rather clear that they were robbing the place. One of them started moving towards us as he pulled out a wicked-looking knife. The three of us promptly raced to the front door somehow and managed to get it unlocked and open in time, and we fled outside. As luck would have it, a cop was driving by at that particular moment, so we quickly flagged him down and we told him about the two guys in the house. The cop called for backup, and within a couple of minutes, several other cops were there and they proceeded to enter the house. After some searching, they caught the two guys. The cops figured out that the two guys must have entered from the window in the laundry room that had a broken latch, and that they had probably targeted this house specifically because they knew us kids were alone, and they probably figured that if we discovered them, we would be easier to deal with than adults. To add insult to injury, when we were waiting outside while the cops searched the house, some of the neighbors came out to see what the commotion was about, and this included some kids who went to the same school as Cole and me, including a few who were in our 6th grade class with us. It was during that time that the three of us realized that we had never got the chance to get dressed, so just like in the stereotypical nightmare, we had to stand outside in the full view of everyone in just our briefs for what seemed like forever before being allowed back inside. When we went back to school on Monday, Cole and I had to put up with more than a bit of snickering and being the butt of every joke for the next few weeks until school ended for the summer.